Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Sarah, I'm sorry I just
That's
spoke to you.
okay. I
I was
have.
at lunch.
Okay. I had, what's his name? Douglas for Janice Jones on the phone. And, you know, they're complaining, of course, about those 40 hours. And I explained to him that we spoke to them. Bobby never sent them over. They're not here. We have the 8 hours. We have 8 hours that were sent over for February 23rd. Do you know anything about those?
Yes. The thing
okay.
is that I just had a word. I mean, don't give. I mean, if they ever call you again, because you know they catch the first one who picks the phone.
Yeah, no.
But
I let them know that you guys spoke, and
mm-hmm.
that he cannot, that she cannot work up more than 16 hours a day, and that the reason we don't have it is most likely because Bobby was not aware that she was the only one covering all of the hours, and it's not safe.
Of course.
And I did tell them to also try to have her onboarded with Ameribeth.
They fire her. They actually fire her. But the thing
I know.
Is like, I just had a word with Jonah, and there's
mm-hmm.
a bad news about that is that Jonah did not approve us to, even if they send the units, we will not pay for any of those hours.
The 23rd?
On the 23rd, nor the other 40.
No, the other ones, yeah, no. Okay.
I mean, any
all
of
right.
them, he said, because, you know, he said, like, they have
no,
been doing
I know.
It on purpose.
Listen, I hear you. I know. I'm just relaying the message.
It's okay. It's
so,
okay.
But they said they've been trying to call you and Yona also. So I'm just letting you know, and I'm going to let Yona know as well.
No problem. I'm putting this as well on the notes for my.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that, Sarah. Thank you for all your patience.
All right, no worries. Thanks, Robin.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.